Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Austinaut Music Podcast with your host, Dusty Vegas.
Hey there, guys and dolls. Thank you for listening to the Austinaut Music Podcast. It's good to have you back on another Thursday so you and me can go hand in hand and explore the labyrinthine wanderings of the live music scene in Austin, Texas, with all of its crazy good musicians and musical genres and venues and all that. It's a cool place to be, isn't it? I really enjoy it, personally, and I'm glad that you're here enjoying it with me. For example, today I'm featuring an artist here in Austin named Joshua Martin. Now, Joshua Martin, much like myself, is not a born and bred Austinite. Came from somewhere else, him and I, but we got here as soon as we could. Joshua Martin, personally, he came from the Metroplex. He was born and raised in Dallas, and when he was really young up there, he started playing the piano and the guitar. In fact, he taught himself from when he was a tiny little kid, and he was self-taught all the way to where he is now, a very, very good musician in his own right. And up there, he began playing as a very young child, perhaps in school. He started playing the guitar and the piano, and he did it all through school. And as soon as he had some talent underneath him, as soon as he got some chops, he started playing shows around the Metroplex. Now, of course, when you know you're younger and you're getting your feet in the door, he started playing at smaller places, coffee shops and bars and whatnot. You know, the normal places where people go to get their circuits in, to get their chops, as I've said before. But over time, though, he began to grow and grow. And Joshua Martin's played some pretty impressive places, if you don't mind me saying. He's played at the old Gypsy Tea Room in Dallas, which sadly is no longer around. If you never had the good fortune of checking it out, it was an awesome venue. It was over deep in Dallas. It was a great place, had a bar in it, had a great stage. Huge bands would play through there as they came through town. But sadly, it's no longer around. He played there, and he also played the Aardvark Room in Fort Worth, which is equally as reputable and as awesome as the Gypsy Tea Room was. And so, as his talent grew, his ability to sway larger audiences grew, until eventually, I guess, he just exhausted his resources up there and decided to come, you know, play with the big boys down here in Austin. And so he's been here since. He recently moved down to Austin, and now he's getting his feet wet here in the local music scene here in Austin. And I'm glad to have him. I'm glad to show him to you and show him to the world. He's a really interesting guy, actually. His music is really strange. It's very emotional and raw sounding. I mean, all of his music that I've heard is very, very guitar driven. I mean, a lot of it actually doesn't even have any percussion in it whatsoever. It's just him playing a guitar, perhaps with another guitar as backup. And the result is really, really neat. Because he's a very talented guy, and his musical skill is very through the roof. And so it gives an interesting take to the whole indie rocker with a guitar singer-songwriter scene. Because, I mean, normally you get the one singer-songwriter, and it's just them with a very clean-sounding guitar, perhaps an acoustic guitar, and it's very, you know, you've had it before. It's the same recipe as other indie singer-songwriters. But this guy does it a little bit differently. It's very almost dirty. It's very immediate and very passionate. You can tell that he pours all of his emotions into this music. For example, I'll let you listen to some of his music right now. This song is a New American Love Song. It's off of the EP that I recently put out. I'll talk about that in a second. Now listen to it. Listen to how the guitar just is held for a long time, and it's very distorted, very raw. And the beginning actually almost sounds something like post-rock, something that I don't know, Explosions in the Sky or something more ambient would what you'd expect from something more ambient.
Thank you. are gone. You and me never hurt as well. Heavy breath cut in the air.
So that tune is called New American Love Song. It's the most popular tune off of Joshua's EP called We Come From Kings. I just mentioned it a second ago. He released it over, let's say, all of last summer. And ever since last year, he's been working on it, you know, refining and trying to get it out there for the world to see. Currently, he's working on a music video, actually, for that song, New American Love Song. And it's a good cross-section. I can see why he would want to promote that song in particular. It's got a lot of the different blues and electric and ambient sounds that Joshua really favors, and so it's something that's good for anybody that's new in getting into his music to kind of see what he's all about. And that's kind of his deal. He blends a lot of different things together. I mean, all of Joshua's music, at least as far as I can tell at least, has a sort of very melancholy, sort of ambient, electronic, distorted, and intense sound. And just like in New American Love Song, for example, much of his music is just him and his guitar, perhaps with another person backing him up. And a lot of his music is self-produced. Actually, all of it is self-produced right now, which is really neat, too. He's got a really unique take with his music, with the whole indie guitarist, acoustic singer-songwriter guy. And all of his music is produced from home with his own sweat and his own grit. And so I think because of that, Joshua is going to be accepted pretty readily into the Austin music scene. We have a thing for those independent artists who like to do it all on their own. We like that down here. In addition, though, into promoting We Come From Kings, Joshua Martin is currently working on a kind of a small tour. It's a mystery tour at this point. I'm not really sure where all the locations are going to be. They're going to be lined up, but you can find that online. I mean, you can rest assured that he'll have a lot of stops in Austin. There'll be a lot of places here in town that he's going to want to play. But if you're curious about exactly where, or if you're curious about Joshua, about his story, or about the music that he plays, or if you want to get in contact with him to play a live show anywhere, I'll give you that Reverb Nation page that you can go on and check out his bio and contact him and listen to a few more of his really, really good songs over there. And he's got a few more that we weren't able to feature here on the podcast because of song limitations, sadly. But go ahead over there, contact him, tell him that the Austinaut sent you and that you really dig his stuff, and I would appreciate it. I know he would appreciate it, and it'd all be groovy. We'd hang out and listen to some good music. In the meantime, though, to try to persuade you over that way, I'm going to send you off with one more song by Joshua. This is called Where the Heart Has No Bounds, and it shows off a little bit more of Joshua's acoustic and bluesy side to his music. Just like New American Love Song, it's a really good intro to his music, and I could tell why he wanted me to play that one for you. So why don't you go ahead, you sit back, you relax, and you listen to the groovy, cool, intense sounds of Joshua Martin. And I will catch you next week on the Austinaut Music Podcast.
So Alabama, well, I've never seen true northern snow. Well, I've never sailed across the ocean, but I have stood upon a shore. Well, I know the world's a big. It just seems right for me. Someday, someday. someday, someday, I'll just run away. You'll never see me again. Gonna find myself another home somewhere in a foreign land. I'll run, run away. You'll never see me again. And I found myself another home somewhere in a foreign land. Texas is my home. No one will see, no one will breathe so much more. Oh Lord, I know I'll just run, run away. You'll never see me again. And I'll find myself another home somewhere in a foreign land. I'll run, run away. You'll never see me again. And I found myself another home somewhere in a foreign land.
Another home song.